Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Sinkamba accuses US of using Kafue River pollution to push anti-China agenda. ADJ calls for sensitization on the dangers of early marriages. In international news, Sudan accuses UAE of sending Colombian mercenaries to fight alongside paramilitary rapid support forces. In sports, Astro Holdings Limited unveiled as main sponsor of the 2025 Hyundai HR Rally. And now the news in detail. Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has dismissed the latest statement by the United States Embassy in Zambia as political rhetoric and has accused the United States government of using Zambia's Kafue River pollution crisis as ammunition in its trade war with China. Recently, the U.S. government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sino Metals mine tailings dam spill, citing newly available data showing the presence of hazardous and carcinogenic substances, including arsenic, cyanide, uranium, and other heavy metals, with both immediate and long-term health risks. However, Mr. Sinkamba argues that if the U.S. was genuinely concerned, it would have acted in February when the spill occurred rather than 6 months later, saying the timing of the announcement suggests that the move is aimed at tarnishing China's image. He further contends that the U.S. has ignored historical lead pollution in Kawe caused by Anglo-Americans, which left thousands of children exposed and affected, yet has not withdrawn its personnel from that area or made scathing announcements. Mr. Sinkamba believes interventions by the Zambia Air Force, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, the Mine Safety Department and others to neutralize the acid spill within 14 days and ongoing daily monitoring are adequate to restore water safety and allow safe citizens' use of the resource. Eradication of defilement and junkies, ADJ has called for the sensitization on the dangers of early marriages and defilement on the society. ADJ President Abishai Solo has noted that it is difficult to help girls taken into early marriages out of the marriages and take them back to school, as most times the families involved are not willing. He has noted that the major issues that have led to this negative vice in society is broken homes and marriages, poverty and hunger, among others. He has since called on the government and stakeholders to at least provide food in schools to help children focus and avoid early marriages or pregnancies.
One thing we have found the cause of this is broken homes where these young ones are coming to school. Mwende umanyumba, mwana enda ku school frustrated. And whatever will be available kuti mwana wakulinge, it will be maybe sex and beer. Second, what is causing these children to be of this is peer pressure. Third thing, which we have seen, is lack of food at home. Mwana choka kunyumba, sanaje breakfast, malo sanaje. But wafutika msomu. So mwana enda grade 7, enda kuskulu, free education mampas. But bakudia viriko. Yes, I've made a survey from the government. I've heard that there are some areas where the government are giving them food. But not everyone.
The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with partners, have officially opened the joint provincial dissemination workshop for southern and western provinces aimed at strengthening community health systems across the country. Speaking at the launch held at the Livingstone School of Nursing, Provincial Health Director for Southern Province, Calistas Kayunga, says the launch is a true reflection of community collaboration, hard work and engagement. Dr. Kayunga has expressed gratitude to the senior officials at the Ministry of Health for making the dissemination workshop possible.
Documents are updated and developed. We are here for the next 3 days to to discuss the neighborhood health committee guidelines, the community health worker supervision standard operating procedure, the change management plan, the urban implementation model, and the midterm review findings for the NHCs 2022 to 2026, and of course not forgetting the self-care package and other community policy guidelines in our district. And we are reminded that this dissemination is not only happening here, there are other five disseminations happening at the same time. So we are so happy and grateful.
A concerned citizen has advised President Hakainde Hichilema to honor the wishes of the family of late 6th President Edgar Lungu by staying away from his burial to allow the man to be laid to rest. Mr. Banda has advised that the president sends a representative instead to allow peace between the state and the family. He has also advised the president to take into consideration the family's emotions and the Zambians at large who are anxious about honoring the late president by giving him a befitting burial.
Judgment ya ineza nkarago South Africa, maybe kuchokala lero kono skapa Friday ameni waza tingula kukamatia hii mahilo maybe waza shikiwa kwa South Africa wala waza shikiwa kwa Zambia tinga kwenye tinga lido wa shikiwa kwa Zambia so tamene tifutipe mpakuru wa president wa dadi wa president waka indekema tumizani wa vice president waka nkareko kuja imono msankareko pabia vuto hiliyo stay away dadi so za kipa lido ya pita because ni vifani vya vichiti kambaindi mwawa Esther Rungu 2 months mkalikulira mahilo then mkulichalo chale nilake nwandani wala pa savaku ya kuchu nindirama zingati za mneza onongeka chonga hanko na mchimtima wachifundo pa mnima lido.
Meanwhile, governance and human rights activist Noel Chisebe has urged calm and restraint from all parties involved in the court ruling of late Edgar Chagwalungu as the country waits for the ruling from the South African High Court regarding the burial arrangements. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chisebe had advised the family of President Lungu to abide by the court's decision for legacy of the former president to be remembered for generations to come and that it is essential to respect the rule of law. Mr. Chisebe has likewise urged the government to respect the court's ruling and avoid any actions that may be perceived as undermining the judiciary.
As we await the court ruling from the South African High Court regarding the burial of the 6th President Edgar Chagwalungu, we urge calm and restraint from all parties involved. To the family of President Edgar Chagwalungu, we respectively advise that you abide by the court's decision. Whatever it may be, your loved one's legacy will be remembered for generations to come, and it's essential to respect the rule of law. To the government, we also urge you to respect the court's ruling and avoid any actions that may be perceived as undermining the judiciary.
Kanchibi, a member of parliament and advocate for equity in health and development, has commended the Ministry of Health and the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, for the commissioning of 7 CT scan machines and 1 MRI machine across several public hospitals in the country. Speaking in a statement, Sunday, Chilufya Chanda says the commissioning is a commendable step towards realizing universal health coverage and strengthening public health system. Mr. Chanda says the deployment of this high-tech diagnostic equipment at the hospitals reflects a renewed commitment to improving access to quality health care for Zambians.
To truly guarantee health equity, Zambia must extend this investment to all the 10 provinces, including rural and hard-to-reach areas. Health is apolitical. It transcends partisanship, geography, and status. Disease knows no border. Whether someone lives in Lusaka, Kanchibia, Shangombo, or Chama, they deserve access to modern, reliable, and affordable health services. I therefore call for increased investment in health equipment and infrastructure across all districts under the 2025-2026 national budget. Number 2, prioritizing of rural and remote areas to end long-distance referrals. Number 3, continued support.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has awarded student loans to 186 first-year students at Palavana University for the 2025-2026 academic year. Speaking in a statement, Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board Manager